What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
And happy December. As y'all are hearing this, it is officially December if you're not in the Patreon. But if you're in the Patreon, it's still November. So hello, guys.
I'm so excited to wrap up this year.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And we are recording this before Thanksgiving, even before Black Friday. So we will let y'all know on next week's episode about like all our like Black Friday purchases and things like that. But like I said, we had to get this one in before Thanksgiving so that we can enjoy our Thanksgiving break. And hopefully you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving break as well.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have more Thanksgiving and travel and stuff stories next week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed everything and yay Christmas.
Now everybody can finally, anybody who feels a way about people skipping Thanksgiving, maybe they can like finally like let it go, because it's officially Christmas time and Thanksgiving is officially over as y'all are hearing this. So yeah, hopefully everybody has their trees up if you celebrate Christmas and everybody is getting into the holiday spirit. I'm sure that as I'm doing this in the past, I still have lots of holiday shopping to do, but it's fine. It's fine.
I finally got my tree up. I'm a little bit behind. You know, Chuck told me that he didn't want to bring the tree up until Thanksgiving.
Wow. Mm-mm. If he don't want to be with you, he should just say that.
This close to being a deal breaker.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, just if you don't want to be with me, just save it, because it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. The same thing. But he finally brought it up, and we finally got it up.
Yay!
So, before Thanksgiving.
Exactly. As long as it's before Thanksgiving. Okay? Because that just pisses the right amount of people off, and I'm with it.
Oh, it's the best.
I know, I love it. But since it's officially December 1st, we are going to be starting some admin boxes today. And man, I'm so excited about them. Like, I'm glad that Aldi has their admin box sale and all that very early. But at the same time, it's like you have the admin boxes just sitting there for like almost a month. Like literally almost a whole month. And I'm just so excited to get into them and enjoy that this year, because it was so fun last year.
I know, so fun. I'm super excited. I don't know how we're doing it, but I'm excited to enjoy it with y'all. A lot of our peeps has calendars and stuff too. So I'm really looking forward. I have a special plate and a special wine glass. So
period.
Yay, me.
Yep. And you know what? With how the December dates fall, maybe we should be like, oops, sorry guys. Every week that we're doing an episode, just like, cause like the next episode is coming out on the 8th. So we can do like a review of like days 1 through 7 of our admin box, or 1 through whenever we record. So really probably like the first like 4 days.
Yeah.
We just, every time we record, we can just talk about how the admin boxes are up to that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm down with that. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, obviously we're going to miss a few days because I mean, although for most of December we'll be here, since the way our break is lined up, so we'll figure it out. But of course, obviously there's going to be some missing days. But I don't know, are you going to be doing like vlogmas ish in your stories this year,
girl?
Did you do that last year?
Or was I kind of do it last year. It wasn't like super extensive, but I don't know, this year is going to be way harder, because like last year I wasn't working in December and I had like nothing but free time. So I don't know. I might try to put up something Christmassy every time I can. I can't commit to every day, but as much as I can.
Yeah, that's why I say ish. Because this December I'm in the office 3 days a week. Last year was only 1 day a week. So I was able to do a little bit more.
True.
So yay, capitalism and working full time jobs.
Yay. I told you earlier when in the Facebook Live that I was making a pie today. Dallas was so excited. He gonna say, man, because I'm off work this whole week, he's like, man, you should just not work at all, because you do stuff like make pies and stuff. I was like, this is exactly why I should be a housewife. Like, if you want this type of thing,
make the money so we can do it.
Exactly. Like, I can be a housewife. and do housewife things, but I'm just not gonna do that while working 40 hours a week and taking care of a toddler too. So no, you only get this when I'm off work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Immediately. No, I'm very excited about next year because we'll get to get our cleaners finally, since we're done with holiday stuff. We had to put it off until next year, but because I work full time and because I have a toddler, I need help.
Period.
So either you're going to pay for somebody to help me or you're going to pay to have me be at home.
Exactly.
So which one is it?
Which one? Yeah. So yeah, honestly, to be real, I don't think I could survive being a housewife.
Oh, absolutely not.
I know. I think I would be, not to say it's not enough stuff to do while being a housewife, but I just need to, get out of the house. I need to see other people who don't live with me sometimes. I know housewives have opportunities to do that. I feel like it's just more difficult to find opportunities to do that when you don't have like a regular, like 9-to-5 type of job. So I don't know. I feel like I'm always going to be working in some type of capacity. I can't see myself just not working at all. Not outside the home, I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I think if that was a possibility, I probably would dive myself a little bit deeper into the social media realm.
I would definitely do something else. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like for me personally, and not categorizing all stay-at-home moms, I know y'all jobs are important, but I feel like it would be harder for me to separate the identity of being a mom and a wife.
Yeah. To really have your own thing. You know, all I do. I think it could definitely be more difficult, not impossible, but definitely more difficult. Whereas, you know, working outside of your home definitely helps you form a lot more of a identity separate than just being a homemaker and things like that. So yeah. But shout out to stay at home moms. I mean, you know, it works for some people. It doesn't work for other people. And you know, I think even if we had enough money to like, for me to like fully not work, I think I would still do something. Like if it wasn't diving into some type of hobby or something like that, it would still be having like some type of part-time job, or I don't know. It would be doing something though. Cause I don't know. I just gotta be doing something. I'm lazy. Like if I don't have something set to do, I won't do anything. I'll sit in the bed and watch movies all day. That's what I'll do.
I also don't like laundry.
Oh girl.
So I feel like even if I was a stay-at-home mom, I probably still would hire somebody to help, because I just do not like laundry at all. Or at least I'd hire somebody to do the laundry, like a wash and fold kind of service.
Oh, that would be amazing.
With a passion.
That would be amazing. Folding and put away clothes is literally the bane of my existence. So I avoid it like the plague.
It's just one of those stupid have to do things.
Exactly. But yeah, back to having boxes. I'm very excited. Like randomly aside. I'm very, very excited to get into those. I think they're gonna be so fun. So definitely let us know. Comment on this post on our Instagram page. Let us know what admin boxes you guys are partaking in this month. If you are, we would love to follow along with y'all. Give us updates, things like that. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see everybody's review of everything, and it's just a fun time, honestly.
It is. Yep. So honestly, I'm kind of surprised we have lots of new releases and things to talk about, because usually around this time of year, it's a little late in the year, you know, year is almost over, we really don't typically see a lot of new releases at the time of the year. But you know, so many of our faves were like, well, actually, we still gonna get y'all some this shit. We don't care that the year is almost over. Y'all gonna get it. So let's go ahead and get those. Yes. So first things first, Moxie Life released their monthly planner while we were over the break. So if you're not aware, Moxie Life has a coiled monthly planner. So all it has is just, I believe, the goal setting pages, the monthly pages, and probably like some note pages and stuff are what I would imagine. I haven't seen the inside of this planner yet. That's just what I am assuming. And I think it's very cool that they came out with that.
Yeah, we would have been able to see the inside of the planner if you two would have cooperated with us during our live. But yeah, from what I could see, and nobody else could, it does have note pages in it. But I'm excited for it. Only thing I wish it was dated. But
I get it from a business standpoint, mm-hmm. why they didn't date, especially since it is coming out so late in the year. You really got a hand, like a little bit of time for people to actually get it and be able to start it in January if it did start in January. So I totally get it. I'm definitely seeing mm-hmm. dated planners for sure. But for this, it makes sense. And then one thing that's great, like I know Moxie Life has stickers that you can buy on their website that will assist you with dating the planner. Obviously, so many different planner companies like Planner K, Christian Designs, a lot of different sticker companies have like Moxie Life specific kits mm-hmm. To assist with that. So you know what, and had I been on the kit train a long time ago, I wouldn't be so against undated planners, because if you get kits, it's like you can just date it so easily. But I think I'm too far gone. Like now if I get, I would still use an undated planner, but now I'm a lot more annoyed with it than what I would have been probably had I started a lot longer ago, had I known about kits, because it really does make it easier.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like, I mean, even with non-kit stuff, you still had the option to like have the numbers and stuff like that. I'm thinking like Happy Planner sticker books came with, well, not all of them, never mind.
They do have sticker books that come with numbers and things like that. Yeah, but
not most of them though.
No, they only had like one or two. They had like a handful, that came with like numbers. But yeah, numbers and stuff are really easy to find. Like from shops, if you just really don't want to hand date it or whatever. But yeah, I'm glad that Moxie Life has this coming out. I know a lot of people think this will work really well for a lot of people, because a lot of people probably would rather do the goal planning on a daily basis. I mean, like on a monthly basis rather than a weekly. Like maybe you set like specific goals for the month and you do things like checking in and writing how you're doing and things like that. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's easier to keep track of for some people month to month rather than week to week, because what if your goals aren't really changing much from week to week, or you're not really doing much, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like it could just work better for some people.
Yeah, I mean, in my goal setting, which isn't like very extensive at all, but mm-hmm. I typically recap monthly mm-hmm. versus every week. So yeah, I think this will be something that will be up my alley. I haven't decided if I want to pick it up though, because I did mm-hmm. buy the digital weekly.
Oh yeah. Goal planner,
so
did you get any physical products from the Moxie Life launch in October?
I did buy the markers and the like the stencil bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
Those are only two like physical items that I got.
Okay, have you got those yet?
Yeah, I did get them. I actually got them Friday, so 2 days ago.
Nice.
Did you buy any physical things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the one of the 3 month dailies. I got the bookmark. I got like some, I think I got the morning journal and the evening journal. Oh, yeah. I think that's all I got. I can't remember. Yeah, it just came in a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, this now that I'm looking at it, because I did just pull it up on my phone just to kind of see the inside of it some more mm-hmm. to give y'all more information. This planner is perfect if you already have a weekly system that you're using and you don't want to move from it, but you're really interested in Moxie Life's goal planning system. Maybe you don't want to use the companion notebooks for, you know, whatever reason. Maybe you want something a little bit bigger, because it has the section for like month. It has like a monthly calendar, and then it has the monthly goal setting, and then it has 5 weeks of the weekly goal setting in here. It literally just, only thing it does not have is just the weekly spreads. So this is really perfect for anybody who, like I said, has a weekly planner that they're already in. Say you're using the EC or something like that, and you're interested in the goal planning, but you don't want to like fully commit to the full system. You could just get the goal planning pretty much literally in a spiral form.
And it's 7x9, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It looks like it is. Okay. I don't know the exact. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, really neat.
Yeah, it truly is. It really, really is. Because I feel like the reason why Darian really sold the digitals. Mm-hmm, that's a part of it. But the reason why I went with that instead of buying the actual physical planners, because I am happy with what I do week to week.
Right.
And I didn't really want to switch over to try to put everything in there. So,
right.
Yeah. Digital was like the best option, and it's dated.
And it's dated. That is very true. Yeah, it looks really, really nice for anybody who's interested. Y'all let us know if y'all check it out and if you end up purchasing it. I'm not sure. I know it's available in like that like cloud color. I think that was the name. That's like the white cover. I'm not sure about any other colors because I'm only seeing that one on this video. Do you know if it's available in other colors? I don't know
the name of it, but it's like that bluish, like tealish.
Like a teal, like that darker one. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, so it looks really nice, guys. Let us know if you check it out. Shout out to Moxie Life for doing some cool things. Like you said, like maybe next year they can offer more things that are dated besides just their flagship planner. Mm-hmm. I would love that.
I feel like if this monthly was dated, I will pick it up next year.
Agreed. Plum Paper also snuck in some new things while we were out, pretty much. So we kind of hinted at it because we saw a little preview of it on their website. We saw that they had introduced gold coils, and then so since the last time we recorded, they have made like the official announcement. Not only do they have gold coils, they now also have hard covers that are available on the customized planners, but they're also available on these undated planners that they have that are really, really cute. Like they look like there's something that should be like in Target or something like that. You can't personalize the hard covers, but I know a lot of people really didn't like the other cover that had the clear cover over it. Now you also have the option of getting the old covers that you can get personalized without that clear thing on it, which I think is amazing. I really wish they would just laminate those, but we're gonna take what we can get.
I'm sure some people still like that thing though. That's probably why they're keeping it around, but yeah,
I'm glad it's optional now.
Yeah I started getting them like the disc punch just so I could remove that clear thing because I do not like it. It's just the cover itself is so durable, like even necessary.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm excited to see them come out with more options. I love that they dropped, it was like 16 cover designs in that hardcover. So yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, I love that it was a decent amount of options too, but
I need them to put like the new like color scheme they have for these undated planners. I need these to be available for their dated planners because it's perfect. It's like the perfect black and white, like neutral everything for those. Like there's no color at all. It's not their purplish grayscale or whatever. It's just perfect. It has like white tabs. It's just very clean and very nice. So one thing I really, really hope is that Plum Paper makes that color scheme available for their customized planners, because I will be all over that. All over for that. Sure.
Yeah, I think I held out on buying something because of the color scheme. So yeah, if we had something different, I would love it.
Me too. Those it other like two
up their alley though, to have more options to customize, right?
I think that, I mean, I don't see why it would be that hard. I mean, obviously they already have that available. I don't know what would make it so difficult to just have that available as a customization option as well, because those two other I think it's like Modern and whatever the other one called, they tired. We done had them for too long. We need something else. I'm just over those color schemes, honestly. So they gotta. But yeah, I'm glad they changed it up. They really snuck it in there. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Like I was literally just on the website one day, like building planners that I potentially wanted to get for Black Friday. And I saw I had the gold coil option. And I was like, what the hell? And then they made this announcement like a few days later. So.
Yeah, I do love them. If anybody gets it, like, please let us know. Send a video. Yep. I want to see what the quality of it is. I'm very curious about that.
Yes.
Planners and wine.
Yes. The planners and wine. So we both get two planners from, well, I got a notebook and a planner, and I got the gold coil, but I didn't get either one of them with the hard cover. So okay. I will be able to report back on the gold coil. I will not be able to report back on the hard cover. I just like having my name on covers too much to not get a customizable cover. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. For me, I get why Plum Paper is on the hardcovers, like mm-hmm. for branding purposes, but
it's not our favorite. Like it's not our favorite at all. But yeah, shout out to Plum Paper, new stuff. We love new stuff. And last but not least, the best thing to come out of, like, the best announcement, I think, the thing I'm most excited about is this Printpression Gooseby Twins collab. Like, as we're recording this, it is already, I'm assuming it's available, because we know there was a date of November 23rd that they said it was going to launch. So I'm assuming that means it should be available at the time that we are talking about it. But it's like agendas and bags, and it's just screaming luxury. And I'm just so excited. It's so beautiful. And we love Kane and the Gooseby Twins. So, like, we couldn't come up with a better collab if it was up to us. Like, literally so excited.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely love them. Everything looks gorgeous. We watched their little reel that they put out, like the promo reel, like 100 times today.
Yeah, 100 of their views are from us. Like, no lie.
We're trying to figure out, okay, what's mm-hmm. the sizes? Will the rings be in it? Can we remove it? Like, we were really dissecting that reel, but it just looks so good. They look so good. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I'm so excited for it.
I know, me too. And you know what? Shout out to them, because we were literally there at the moment they met at Go Wild. I'm pretty sure that's when they met. But yeah, we were there because we all met each other literally at the same time, like right outside of one of the ballrooms at Go Wild. And all of us were like fangirling over each other and stuff. It was so cute. And I literally heard Kane and the Gooseby Twins like talk about like exchanging information and like doing something together. And here they are, like 9 months later with this amazing collaboration. I mean, they literally put this together in less than a year, because they literally just met and Go Wild. Like, wild. That, I mean, they really did this. And like Myra said, the promo reel is so amazing. Everything looks so good quality, and I'm just so excited. I'm so proud of them, honestly.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope. All three of them like really takes pride in their product, so it's just a match made in heaven for them really to do a collab together.
Yes, really is. And you know, go back and listen to our episodes. We have had Gooseby Twins and Kane on the podcast, so if you don't know enough about them yet, this is a great time to learn. Go back to those episodes and, you know, really get to know the people that you're supporting, because there are really some amazing people, amazing shop owners, you know, brand ambassadors, all that in this community. And it just makes you feel so much better, like when you actually get to know them and know about the person behind the brands and everything that goes into it. Like, we know from with Kane and the Gooseby Twins, they're like literally blood, sweat, and tears go into their businesses. They literally put their all into it. So it just feels good to be able to support people who are out here making a difference, working super hard, and really supporting this community, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, those are really good episodes. Yeah, so much fun. So motivational too for those two episodes. But yeah, definitely check those out. And I'm just so excited.
I know.
I'm so excited. I don't know which color to get.
I know. I already know myself. I'm probably gonna get black. Everything black
we
is just
always
go-to.
Get black.
I know. I can't help it. I'm just accepted at this point. It's my go-to. But I usually just go with what I know, is because I know that's what I'm gonna wear the most, or that's what I'm just gonna want around the most. So I think I'm just gonna stick to the black, because it's beautiful. But the green and the orange are absolutely stunning as well. Stunning.
Yeah. I don't know. I've probably leaned towards the black bag, because I'll get definitely more use out of it. But maybe a different color agenda.
Yeah.
That sounds plenty good. Of black agendas.
I mean, period. Yeah.
So good, though. Makes it looks sense to me. So amazing.
It really does.
Congrats to them.
I know. We love you guys so much. And, you know, obviously, by the time you guys hear this, it'll already be out and available, hopefully. So definitely make sure you guys support Printpression and the Gooseby Twins, because they're just amazing people in this community, and they really care. They really, really do. And we cannot say that about everybody and every brand. So...
It's the shade as praising for me.
I but mean, facts. It's facts. Facts are facts.
Facts are facts, America. Yeah. So excited. Hopefully y'all really showed out in the sales for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping.
I hope so too. I definitely hope so too, because obviously I'm sure if this does really well, we'll definitely be able to see more from mm-hmm. them all together. So, and who doesn't want that? So I love it. I absolutely love it. But yeah, guys, we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. But yeah, guys, we are back, and we are going to talk a little bit of Wakanda Forever. So if you have not seen the film and you want to see the film and you do not want to be spoiled, skip ahead. Skip ahead. Keep on skipping until you get to the next topic. We are not responsible for you accidentally listening to that part when I have put this very, very clear spoiler warning before we talk about it. Y'all have had 2 weeks to see the film at this point.
Over that at this point, right?
Over that.
Has
yes.
it been over 2 weeks? Yeah.
You wanted to come out. Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. 2 weeks or so, give or take. So yeah, it has been plenty of time. And if you don't want to be spoiled, just move along. But yeah, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about some of the details. Myra, let me think. Did you have like a favorite scene or favorite moment, favorite character from the movie? Any of those things?
All hands down, me and Riri. Like, yes. Shiri going to her dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic.
Iconic.
It was
so good. It was so good.
So good. I love Riri.
Mm-hmm.
I love her in the comments. They casting spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Wittiness, I guess is a better word. Spot on. I love it.
Fun fact about the actress who plays Riri Williams, aka Ironheart. I saw this in the TikTok. She had actually auditioned to play the role of Shuri when they were casting for the original Black Panther role. She did not get it, but the producers kept her in mind, and she was the only person who they called to audition for this part as Ironheart, and she got it. Ain't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I did not know that. Yeah.
So it's just like
full circle moment.
Literally, whatever mm-hmm. is for you is going to be for mm-hmm. you. Like, even if you don't get it when you think you're supposed to get it, even if it doesn't look like exactly what you thought it was gonna look like. And I mean, Ironheart is here to stay. She's gonna be in the series.
Oh, yeah.
In this world of this part of the franchise for a long, long time. So they just knew, I guess at the time, they just, you know, Letitia Wright is undeniable mm-hmm. and Shuri, they could not give that role to anybody else, but obviously, you know, they knew Riri was the girl who played Riri. I need to look up her name, but they knew that she was special, so, and they kept her in mind, and like I said, she was the only person that they auditioned for this role, and she got it, period.
It worked out because it was so good.
She was so good. And yeah. them together was truly, truly mm-hmm. good as well. So yeah, I'm looking it up. I'm looking up who the actress is now because I want to make sure I give her flowers and say her name. Let me see. But what else from the movie did you really love while I'm looking this up?
Basically the tributes to Chadwick. I mean, in all, like the whole movie is a tribute to him, but I yeah. feel like we kind of mourn through the movie. It's a very somber movie, mm-hmm. yet still very exciting and very action-packed. They just did that really, really well, because it's really hard to do like a sad action movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what that was.
Exactly. The actress is Dominique Thorne. So shout out to Dominique Thorne. You killed it. Yeah. I'm with you. All the tributes to Chadwick Boseman, it just felt so effective and appropriate and respectful and not too much. Like, he wasn't just like all over the entire movie. It was really just the beginning and the end. And I just felt like that was perfect. Like, how they handled his real life death in the film, I felt like it was absolutely perfect. Like the death of T'Challa very much mirrored the death of Chadwick Boseman, and it felt appropriate. And I'm so glad they didn't try to do like no voiceover CGI type of stuff. I mean, I know that has worked in other series. It just wasn't necessary, in this series at all. And it's like, the pain and the grief from the characters over his death, it's like you felt that from the actors too, because the actors are grieving a real life person too, real life friend, brother, colleague, all those things as well. And it really, 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 like, none of the sadness felt, it didn't feel like acting. It felt like I was watching real people be sad. But it's the thing, it's like, I feel like because the world of Wakanda is just so amazing anyway, it's like, even though it was more somber than most MCU films, it didn't feel sad. It didn't feel like it dragged along. Obviously there were sad moments and everything, but it was still so like joyful and fun in so many different ways and aspects, and getting to explore like the new people that we were introduced in this film, the new villain that we were introduced to, like it was still like extremely exciting. So it just gives me chills just thinking about it. Okay, first of all, have you seen everybody you seen all the TikToks with everybody going nuts over Namor and the actor who plays Namor? You haven't seen it? Girl, the girls love him, and I'm with the girl, I'm the girls, I love him too. Was so hard to like, I was rooting for him low-key, like obviously I was rooting for Wakanda more, but it's like I wanted them to get together and just burn all the shit down. Like, I wouldn't have been mad. Like, once again, we have a villain in Black Panther who's not wrong. Just like how Killmonger was a villain, but he was not wrong. Namor was a villain as well, but he was not wrong. He was just all about protecting his people by any means necessary, and I'm with it.
I mean, they kind of had the same motive, honestly.
Literally.
Both had the same motives, but especially as, you know, people of color, specifically Black people in America, we feel that. We feel that pain. We feel that burn everything to the ground.
Yes.
So totally understandable. Definitely was on the side of, I knew it wasn't realistic, but on the side of them teaming up and just restarting the whole world. Because, I mean, clearly the world needs a reset.
Absolutely, girl.
Thanos was right. I'm on the side of Thanos.
Not you, though, Thanos. The only issue I have, we can come back to Wakanda forever, but the only issue I really have with Thanos is the randomness of the snap. It's too much. Like, if y'all haven't seen Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, like, literally pause this podcast and go watch both of those movies and Wakanda forever and then come back. But it was just like, why did the snap got to be random? That was not cool. He took out a lot of good people with that.
He took out the Black Panther with
literally
And I mean, based off of Thanos, like, half of our family will pretty much be gone. There's a chance one or two people out of our family,
depending on what half we talking.
I don't know
how mad, that's what I'm saying, it needs to be more selection. That's exactly why.
Somebody just got to take one for the team, and it's not gonna be the youngest one. I'm sorry.
Period. Not at all. But somebody was like on TikTok, like, where were the Talokan people when the snap occurred? And maybe because literally nobody knew of their existence, including Thanos, like, maybe they were like absolved from the effects of this since he didn't even know they existed. You know what I'm saying?
Or he could have been snapped.
That's a possibility. You know,
they just did what they had to do to survive those 5 years.
I don't think that they were affected by it. I don't, because they just didn't say anything about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like it was literally not even a mention also, or anything.
Are they technically a part of the human race?
And that's another thing. They're like underwater. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, maybe that too. Maybe they weren't. I think because of him not even knowing of their existence, and then I don't even know if they're technically even considered humans anymore. They might have been absolved from it.
I mean, can you be considered a human if you swim deep, deep down underwater and can't breathe?
It's given mermaid, and mermaids are not human.
They're not. So maybe they didn't get snapped.
Maybe they didn't. Yep. But yeah, winning. Just winning. And then he's so fine. But yeah, Namor, come on. It's like, for a minute, I thought him and Shuri were going to like get together. Because I don't know, when she first went down there, girl. I mean, he gave her his mom bracelet and all that. And not that Shuri needs man or partner or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, if I was Shuri, I would have been like, well, we can make this happen with the marriage proposal. So what you trying to do?
Shuri, like, I ain't got time for that. It was all on his side. You could tell the little flirtatious vibes was coming from him, but she was just like, let me say this girl real quick.
Like, literally, let me say this girl, and then my people about to save me, and y'all gonna be asked out. Like, but man, with the ending though, like, the Wakanda was about to lose that fight. I don't know if you noticed, we was like way outnumbered towards the end. Like, had Shuri not came through with him, it was about to be a wrap. It was literally about to be a wrap.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They just kept coming. It was so many of them. It was like an unlimited amount of them. Literally just kept coming out the water.
Yeah, for sure. That was tough. That was a really tough fight. And you know, Wakanda's gonna fight to the end.
Yep. What about one of my favorite people in this movie was M'Baku? Oh, gosh, y'all.
They called him Kukulkan. I said, that's the lie. That's the lie. I was like, okay, officially have a crush.
I mean, that's a man right there. That man is a brick house.
He said, because y'all think we up in the mountains, we don't read books. We know where that came from.
Why? So to have the movie end with it basically being strongly implied that he was going to be the new, like, king of Wakanda, I was like, this is perfect. Because Shuri busy, she got Black Panther business to take care of. Like, she can't rule and do that. And I really loved how he was such a... he was just like a grounding force for her throughout the movie, because she was just so deep in her sorrow, especially when she lost her mother, and we will get back to that. And he was just always there. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I absolutely loved his character, and I loved how he was always by her side, always being like the voice of reason, trying to help her through her grief, help her trying to see clearly. Even like he's one of the reasons why she didn't go through with killing Namor, because he had that talk with her beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is a god to these people, and if you kill him, what do you think they're gonna do? Like, they're not just gonna just lay down and die for us. Like, they're not gonna do that. They're gonna be mad as hell.
Yeah, that wasn't his stance before, because he you know, he didn't realize it. And when he did, he was like, no, this is just gonna bring more war to us. Let's not do that.
Yes, exactly. Another thing before we'll go ahead and talk about Queen Ramonda, aka Angela Bassett. Why is she so good? I like, every time she is on the screen in any movie, I just cannot take my eyes off of her. She is just, it was so good to see her in a leadership role for so much of the movie. Like, she is truly like the backbone of Wakanda and that world. And to see Shuri have to go through losing her. Yikes.
Oh, hold on. Go back. When she stripped DeJorma, what is her name?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I know who you're talking about though. The actress is like Danai Gurira or something like that. But I can never remember her name in Black Panther for some reason. I'm trying to look it up. And she's also Michonne. If anybody watches Walking Dead, she's Michonne in Walking Dead, and I literally live for her.
I like her better in Black Panther. Eddie.
I like her both. Okay, I can't even lie.
But, oh my it. God, that whole scene was so powerful. Because like
Okoye.
Yeah. That was her whole existence. Like literally turned in her husband for Wakanda. Like her tough. Whole existence is Wakanda.
That was tough. I didn't.
That was really, really hard.
I understood where Ramonda was coming from, but man, that was heartbreaking.
That was hard.
But she never turned her back on them. Still, like whenever you know, as soon as Shuri came calling and needed her help, she was right there. Like she never folded.
Absolutely.
So mad respect. Yeah. But as heartbreaking as it was to see Queen Ramonda die, I feel like it was necessary to kind of push Shuri into the grown up responsibility that she needed to, like, as long as you know how it is, like when you're around your mom, you feel like a child, even if you're grown as hell. You know what I'm saying? Your parents have that presence to make you feel like a child. And I feel like that's kind of how her and Shuri's relationship was. Like she was still very childlike with her mom around, and losing her mom in the way she did, unfortunately, really like thrust her into adulthood and like thrust her into responsibility and really made her see like the weight of the situation they were in. But that was the only time that Namor pissed me off, when he was just like, when they was trying to revive Ramonda, he was like, "You're queen now." I'm like, "Bitch, you don't know she gone. How dare you?" I was so mad at him.
It's the disrespect.
Get out of here.
Was disrespectful for that.
Why are you still here, bro? Go on.
Just go. You done tore up the whole damn city. Just leave.
And the fact that she died literally saving Riri, because if she would have just went up, she would have been fine. But she died literally saving Riri, somebody who was basically a stranger to her. And I just feel like they just said a lot about her character. And I'm very glad that she died in like an extremely like heroic way, because she deserved it. She didn't deserve to die in any other way. She deserved to die like a hero, because she really was in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I feel like that was written for her to pass probably before Chadwick passed.
Maybe it would have happened in the movie regardless. Yep, I think so too, because obviously they had to totally rework the film and rework the movie and everything once Chadwick passed away. But I'm sure, I mean, the whole Namor storyline, from what I know, was always where they were going with it, so they just had to change it up to fit without T'Challa. But
also, this guy broke into Wakanda like what?
Girl, he didn't even break. He just walked in. He just swam in. Like there was no
literally
resistance.
Just swam in. Matt, this, I mean, cute and all, but he was mad disrespectful. Mad disrespectful.
He did whatever. But you know what? I feel him though, because you have to think, like, as powerful as him and his people are and have been for hundreds of years, they don't bother nobody.
Yeah.
They have literally minded their business. They have literally had the means to take over their entire planet if they chose to. Never did that. Only ever even hurt anybody who was coming for them or who was a threat to them. Like, this is literally how all of this started. You know what I'm saying? So if white people can mind their business,
it all goes back to that. It do. Because they out here looking for more vibranium.
Yeah.
Because Wakanda clearly, for obvious reasons, will not give it to them.
For obvious reasons.
That's the only reason why he had beef. He was like, T'Challa told the world about it. Now we got beef.
Yep. Exactly. T'Challa has exposed us, which he did. Kind of was in a position. I mean, he really didn't have a lot of choices, to be totally honest. But it's just like, even how the whole scene at the beginning of the movie where Queen Ramonda was talking to the United Nations and stuff, and France had sent in people trying to infiltrate Wakanda to get vibranium and stuff while they sitting there trying to be y'all. Girl.
Yeah, she done brought your man back to you.
Literally.
Stay off my property.
Yep. So yeah, it was heartbreaking to see her go, but I definitely understood why it had to happen. It just had to happen, unfortunately. But oh my God. Okay. Two of the biggest moments of the movie, guys, for real. If you don't want to hear this, skip ahead. I don't want to spoil these moments for
you. Was people walking out of your theater?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that one yet. The first biggest moment of the movie, when Shuri goes to see the ancestors and Killmonger is there.
All that hate in her heart brought almost, her him.
I almost dropped my popcorn. I was like, oh, I was not expecting it to be him. I didn't know anything about him being in the movie.
I thought they was going to deepfake Chadwick in there.
I'm glad maybe they didn't do mom. That. Yeah, maybe yeah. mom. That's who I thought she was going to see. But like you said, like she had a lot of hate and rage and anger in her heart because everything she had been through to that point. So it made sense that he was a person who came to her. But ooh, girl, the afterlife has done him well. I'm going to just say that. Because
not the actor,
he looks it so good.
It shouldn't have, but you know,
he looked so good, and he was still on that same shit. Like he ain't even changed.
He said, "Even in death, I'm still on this.
I'm still on it," and he was still on it. And then it made me sad. Like Shuri didn't want to tell anybody who she saw. Like when Nakia was asking her afterwards and stuff, like she was ashamed or something to say that she had saw Killmonger or whatever. But I love that man. I was not expecting him at all. And you know what, I was kind of sad too, because I felt like in the first Black Panther it seemed like he had died, but it wasn't like it was to me, it still seemed kind of open to interpretation that maybe he did
nobody
die. Exactly. So I mean, this kind of really did solidify that he did die. But I did see somebody bring up everything on TikTok. Somebody bring up on TikTok that because of like the multiverse and stuff, there's a possibility of him like coming back because there's another him in another universe somewhere. So I was like, oh, bring my baby back. Yes. Yes, he can be good. I promise.
I mean, in some universe, he is the good guy.
There we go. Yeah. And the last big talk. So to answer your question about the next huge thing that happened in the film, the people in my theater, they not new to this. They know when you come to see a Marvel movie, you do not leave as soon as the credits start to run. You sit your ass down. So everybody was still there waiting. And I'm glad that it wasn't like in like the post, like a post scenes credit. It was like a mid credit scene or whatever. So you didn't have to wait that long to get it. But finding out that Nakia and T'Challa had a little boy, girl. First of all,
people did get up and somebody was like, "Where y'all going?
What y'all doing? Are y'all new to this?"
I said,
"That was the most adorable little boy. Oh my gosh, he was so cute." And did you remember we saw him at the beginning when Queen Ramonda first went to Haiti to see Nakia? Mm-hmm. He was one of the little kids in the courtyard who led them to Nakia.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I was like, oh my God, I know they don't just have this little cute boy in here for like 5 seconds. And then I didn't think nothing else of him. And then here he come at the end and he baby T'Challa, literally.
Yeah, literally. I love how he's like, "I heard you can keep secrets." Oh, heart melted.
I love him. That was amazing. Literally. Oh, that was the best. And you know what? That really made Nakia's whole storyline come together too.
Yeah, it makes because, sense.
Because, I didn't understand why she had left and why it was so such a weird situation. And now I'm thinking like there was the scene earlier in the movie when Ramonda had took Shuri like out to like the desert or whatever so they could burn their funeral clothes or whatever. She had said something like, "There's something I need to tell you about your brother." And then they got interrupted by Namor and it just never came up again. I'm thinking, was it something to do with the little boy? Because Ramonda knew about him. Like Nakia told us that she knew or whatever.
I'm glad she did know.
Me too. I think that reveal of him happened at the perfect time for Shuri also. Because I feel like Shuri had a lot of healing and moving on to do before she was ready for that knowledge. Because who knows, had she found out about him sooner, that might have sent her into even more of a rage to know that this precious little boy has to grow up without his father, you know, for no reason, you know. That could have really set her off if she would have been in the wrong place still.
I think overall this movie is Shuri's like grieving process, basically, because it seemed like she was like kind of blaming herself, like Mm-hmm. Why would the gods give me all this knowledge but not enough to help save my brother?
That's tough.
So, you know, and for her to have that fully letting go moment, which I feel like for the audience too, that was kind of us being able to let go as well.
Yep.
And then to find out that we got baby T'Challa coming through.
Yep. Exactly. It was perfect. It was just a perfect movie. I loved it so much. I still want to see it again. It was just absolutely amazing. So if you guys are interested, if y'all listen, hopefully we sold y'all. If there was anybody who was on the fence about seeing it, hopefully, you know, even with spoilers, we have piqued y'all's curiosity and y'all will go and support the film. Apparently the film is like really doing well, made like already $500 million.
Number one around the world, first weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first one did amazing too. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that it can surpass that, because like two really great films, two totally different films. Mm-hmm. I feel like the first one was very celebratory. Mm. And this one was, you know, still celebratory, but somber a bit.
Yeah.
We were celebrating the life of Chadwick basically, but it just wrapped up so well. And I'm so looking forward to the next phase.
I am too. I really am too. And once again, something else that came from TikTok, Riri goes to MIT. Guess who else goes to MIT? Mary Jane for Spider-Man, MJ. Not Mary Jane, but MJ. She got into MIT also in the last Spider-Man. So, you know, it might be some crossover, some roommate situation going on. Like, who knows? But I'm very excited.
Okay. More Black Girl magic, so.
Period. Let's go. Because Spider-Man, I feel like, outside of Black Panther, definitely Spider-Man is like my second favorite portion of the whole MCU universe. I just absolutely love it. I love Thor too. Guardians of the Galaxy is very, very cool, but Spider-Man and Black Panther is just one and two for me. Love them.
Yeah. I love that they had a little bit of comedy in this Black Panther too. Maybe. It was like kind of sprinkled in there. I did love that, but yeah, I agree with you. Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite like comedy MCU. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean Black Panther up top too, but I really love Spider-Man and it. Black Panthers are the ones that I watch like multiple times.
Yes. Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man. Like I love him. He's perfect.
I'm so curious, because you know, spoiler alert, if you ain't watched this Spider-Man Homecoming, don't nobody know who the hell this Toby is
anymore. Oh wait, Toby? Wait, what you mean? The other Spider-Man?
No, because he got wiped clean, remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. So nobody knows knows who Tom Holland Spider-Man is anymore. Yeah.
Tom, sorry.
Yeah, you could you
I was thinking of other Spider-Man.
I was like, wait, what? Girl, that moment in the other Spider-Man when the other two came. God, I need to rewatch that movie. It was insane.
I stayed away from spoilers, so it was a huge shock to me.
It was a huge shock to me as well. Yeah. But my theater erupted in clapping. Like it was insane. Everybody was so excited. So
literally Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man. Such pop culture. So good.
Anyway, if y'all are not into the MCU, y'all need to get into it, because these movies are just so fun and so amazing and just the budgets are like insane. So you're gonna see like it's an experience. It is more than a movie. They are literally experiences. I love them.
Absolutely. Everything flows together so perfectly. Yes.
It's literally it's a big puzzle. Yes. Okay, another show on Netflix that came out a couple weeks ago that I'm so excited you watched, Inside Man. How much did you, first of all, scale of 1 to 10, what do you think about Inside Man?
12. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Yep. I don't know what decided. It was like 11 p.m. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna turn this on. Mm-hmm. Couldn't stop watching it.
You watched it all the way through. Yes, I did too.
Couldn't stop. Oh,
it was so good. And like, I just do Stanley Tucci in anything. I'm gonna watch it. Like they really need to
room. His name is that
that was the guy Baldy? Who was in prison. Yes,
okay,
Baldy girl. Stanley Tucci is like one of the best actors of our generation, of our, not our generation because he's older than us, but our like time. I love him. Anything that he's in, I know is going to be good. They need to just go ahead and give him a role somewhere in the MCU because I need him to be a part of this universe as well. I love him so much. But anyway,
so good.
Inside Man was so good. And to know that, okay, spoilers for Inside Man as well. The whole thing was basically a misunderstanding because it wasn't even their son's thumb drive that the teacher found.
Yeah, it was old dude who wouldn't admit. And I don't know.
Admit it.
Y'all know I'm not religious. I was screaming at the TV, mm-hmm. like, just say who it is. But I get that, you know, there's some like religious aspect to that, like confidentiality.
It was
but
so frustrating. And so my thing is with the parents, did like, especially with the dad, did the dad truly think that it was his son's, or did he know for sure it wasn't his son's the whole time? Because I feel like he knew.
There was a scene where the real pedo gave it to the priest.
And he didn't want to tell whose it was because of like his oath or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it or whatever. Gotcha. It was,
that's why he was trying to get it on recording so it can come from him, so mm-hmm. it, you know, for his conscience to be clear, like he didn't say it
right
and which was some bull. I'm sorry,
when the actual bad guy, like, you know, did what he did and he passed away or whatever, he wrote that goddamn note talking about the priest or whatever you call him, he's covering for somebody. He covered for you. Yeah, how can you do that? He was covering for you, dude.
You're dead.
Oh God.
Why do you care?
Causing all this drama.
Causing all this drama. And I get like you don't want your mom to, you know, remember you like that, but like you dead. I guess he thought that was the way to go about it, but it just made this whole situation worse.
Made the whole situation worse. I mean, and the dad was
wrong. I was like, well, damn.
And well, the dad was wrong from the jump. Like, once that whole thing came up with the teacher, like, physically stopping her from leaving the house was a huge mistake. Like, just let her go.
Just gotta clear it up later.
You can go to the police and clear it up too. Like, that was so ridiculous. It was just so many bad decisions made throughout this. It was unbelievable.
It's so frustrating too for all the bad decisions. Like, come on.
Yep. It was so frustrating. Yep.
Janice was getting on my nerves after a while too. I was like, just take her out.
Girl,
she's trying to play y'all. Like, y'all don't see this.
She was. she really was. Like, oh my gosh. So they were just it was just a horrible situation because it really didn't have to turn out the way that it did. Like, mm-hmm. the wife ended up dying in like a freak accident or whatever. And it was literally all because people would not just chill and be honest. But I love like the main like point of the whole thing that Stanley Tucci's character kind of explained at the end. And it was just like, mm-hmm. anybody is capable of anything in the wrong circumstances.
Yep.
And I thought that was so real because like these were normal, regular, good people in any other situation.
The best people.
Yes. And then they find themselves in a bad situation where they're having to protect somebody that they love, and they are going to great lengths to do that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That really was.
Yeah, I love that message because literally people are like, oh, such and such could never do this. I could never do this. But you are literally one bad day away
mm-hmm.
from it being the worst day of your life.
Literally.
So it's not above nobody, basically, is what the whole message was.
Yeah, literally. I think it's a very important lesson in having empathy for mm-hmm. other people as well, because obviously there are some truly evil people in the world who do some truly evil things for no apparent reason, but there are also some good people in the world who make very bad decisions under very bad circumstances, you know what I'm saying? So everybody who does something messed up is not evil. So I think it's just important to remember that and kind of like move accordingly. Like, you know, most people deserve some type of empathy for, you know, bad decisions that they make. So I hope y'all watch Inside Man. It was good. It was a roller coaster.
It really was. What'd you think about the first case that he did not take. I started Googling that shit.
What was the first case? You got to refresh my memory.
Basically, he was being accused of being a rapist, and every time that he like has sex with his wife, he
got this random deposit into his account. Oh yeah, that was so weird. Did you look that up? Was that a real situation?
No, it wasn't a real situation, but I did look up what it meant. He kind of explained it, but I needed more explaining. Mm-hmm. So basically, in short, he was a rapist. Mm-hmm. One of the girls who he raped actually worked in his office, and his wife is like basically really disgusted.
Yeah. So it was just she a was like somebody was paying somebody off or something like that. Gotcha. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, so the therapist was like getting paid twice, basically. Yeah.
I love shows like that that really make you think. So we highly recommend Inside Man on Netflix. I was so sad it was only like 4 episodes. I wanted it to keep going.
It could not go no more. I'm sorry. I really it was too much. That poor child, the Victor son.
I know.
So sad.
Just he really got put through the ringer because his parents was doing too damn much, and they wouldn't just be honest with him, like talk to him, let him know what's going on. Like everybody needed to literally just sit down and talk.
Literally, that's it. And I thought, you know, the Victor and his wife was like here for a second, but then here come Janice thinking she's smarter than everybody.
Girl, Janice was real aggravating.
She could stay down there.
She was so aggravated. Like, stop playing these games. And then she didn't want to tell the boy when he was stuck down there too. She didn't want to tell him what was truly going on either, which was baffling to me. Like, she was still being like, weird.
You might as well gone.
Talk about let your father tell you or whatever she said. Like,
And I think she came to realize that it really wasn't his porn, basically.
Probably so.
Yeah, because she had like a change in her face, like when they hugged. Like, he really doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't know. Like,
now you're down here because you thought the Victor was lying.
Right.
And he wasn't. And he was clearly
not. Exactly.
Trash.
Girl, too much. Too much. But yeah, if another show that was really good that I watched on Netflix that just recently came out, it's called The Watcher. So if you get any free time.
I think I seen that.
Did you watch the whole thing? Did you watch like this? Because it just came out like maybe, I think it came out in October or September, one of them.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series.
Okay, didn't know. I didn't watch it.
It's good too. And it's another show about a lot of bad decisions.
Is that the stalker one?
Yeah, kind of basically. Yeah.
Oh, I remember this on TikTok where it was kind of based off of a real story. Yes. That somebody was like watching that house that they usually bought. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I loved it. I think I watched it in like 2 days because I just couldn't stop watching. And like I said, once again, bad decisions are the name of the game. And people not talking to each other, and I mean the wife in there is extremely frustrating, so give that one a watch as well and let us know if y'all watched it.
Yeah,
so many good shows.
I will say, and The Inside Man, I do appreciate the wife being very strong-headed and trying to be on the same page.
She was.
She really was a real MVP, and I was pissed that she died.
Yeah, she was. She really was. And girl, when her husband would not answer the phone, God, that was so frustrating. Answer the phone.
She y'all still have a child out here. Like, what is she calling you about the child? Like, obviously, this is
what
a different
obviously she's calling you about the situation. Like, answer the phone. That was so ridiculous. That was so ridiculous. When she was calling him to tell him that the kid was stuck in the basement. Oh my God. I was like, really, dude?
Yeah. That Amazon worker too is so random, but like if you don't leave.
Like, can you make a birthday message for my mom? Like, out of here. I can't. Yeah, Inside Man was a wild ride. It was wild.
It's really good though. Sorry to spoil it for you, but it was really good.
Just fast forward, guys. Y'all don't have to hear this.
basically whole second half of the episode, spoilers.
Literally. We're gonna go ahead and wrap up the show with a story from Reddit. And I cannot wait to see what you guys would do. What you guys think of this situation. I cannot wait to see what Myra thinks of this situation. This will be the first time she has heard it as well. So let's get into it. Am I the asshole for stealing my brother's baby name? Sure. I will try my Myra mute.
I can't with these Reddit stories, but go ahead.
Okay. It says, I will try my best to do justice to both parties while still keeping it brief. My wife and I recently found out we're having a baby boy. Finding a name we both loved was a difficult task, but we arrived at one. When we shared this with our families, my brother-in-law and his wife called us saying that they had picked the exact name for their future child. They are not pregnant. Years ago, it made everyone aware of it because it had a lot of meaning. This was verified by my wife's family. We had just forgotten. We didn't want to switch names since we had already been thinking of our future child with this name, and it was heartbreaking to find out we couldn't have it. The middle name is a family name, and we decided to keep that while changing the first name, and I think we're happy with the new name we picked. I reached out to my brother-in-law and wife and asked them to not change the middle name out of fairness to us. They said they won't because they laid claim to it, and that name has a different significant meaning to them. Am I the asshole to insist they give up the middle name? Okay, so this is the first time I've read completely through this too. So basically, they chose a baby name that his brother had already chosen years before and told everybody. They just forgot about. Apparently, I guess it was the same first and middle name, but to make everybody happy, they decided to change their baby's first name and just keep the middle name. And they asked the brother-in-law to keep the first name but change the middle name. But the brother is insistent on not doing this. Does that make sense?
What are the odds that you have picked out not the same first, but also the middle name?
They had to have remembered. I feel like they remembered it. There's no way like that.
There's no way.
I totally, unless it's like an extremely common name, or like maybe I think the middle name is a family name for sure. So it makes sense for me to both pick that name, but the first name too.
Yeah,
is weird. I'm with you.
What's wrong with them having the same middle name?
Listen, I have two cousins. They have the same middle name. They both of their moms gave them their maiden name is their middle name. So they have the same middle name. It's really not that fucking big.
It's not that deep. Nobody cares. Yeah, Chuck has that too. Like even Ashton has that middle name. Like a lot of them have the same, you know, running middle name. It's really not that deep. They gave you the first name. You basically could keep the whole same name.
Now here's the thing. But here's the thing though, like for the first part of it, would you change the name for a couple who is not even currently expecting?
Yeah, because it's just not that deep, especially if we can find something else that we both like. It's not that deep just to keep the peace, but the middle name sounds like it's something that's going to be in the family anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Yeah,
such a huge deal.
I'm with you. I think the middle name thing is totally dumb, but as far as the first name goes, first of all, I do think it's kind of weird to like tell people your baby names like years before that's even a possibility. A lot of people, I feel like most people do the opposite now, where they're like super super secretive about their baby name, which they don't even have to do that. But if you don't want to risk somebody taking your baby name, I feel like you should just not tell anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's always an option.
They're not going to think of that name. It's so many names.
Yeah, that name obviously was planted in their head by you for saying something. So, I mean, not the victim blame or anything, but if I was like so dead set on that name, I probably wouldn't have even said nothing to begin with until I had the child.
No, and it's like they did that to like try to jump claim on it or something. But honestly, like, if my brother was acting like that about the middle name, I might just be like, well, fuck it. I'm going to just keep the first name too then, since you want to be petty. Like, sorry. Like, I feel
folks
like...
folks be thinking I'm the petty one, but right, clearly...
I'm just like, meet them in the middle. They're giving up the first name. You can give, and they're the ones who are currently having a baby. Y'all are not even having one right now. So you could give a little too and at least give up the middle name, or be okay with both of y'all having the middle name.
You know? I guess I'm assuming the name is gender neutral.
Girl, who even knows? I don't even know about that.
It just seems like a very petty thing. Like, I swear, when it's huge milestones in people's life, babies, weddings, funerals.
Brings out the worst in people.
Brings out the worst. It's just not even worth going back and forth with it. Honestly, if I picked out the name, I feel some kind of way about it. But if they're like, hey, I'll just keep the middle name. Like, y'all said that name first, you know, it's confirmed. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have the first name. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Done deal. Yep. I'm with you. I think this is definitely not a big of a deal as what these people, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I knew for a long time that if I had a daughter, Mason was like my top name for her, because I just always really liked it and it was an M name, like my name. But I wouldn't have been devastated if somebody I was close to got pregnant before me and decided they wanted to name their child Mason and they had no idea that I was going to do that. I would have been like, I mean, even when I found out I was having a girl, I still floated like alternative names to Dallas just to see like if we were sure we want to go with Mason or we want to go with something else. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously your child's name is important, but it really, in the scheme of things, is really not that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that deep. Like, I don't think my name has affected my life like that deeply.
No.
Yeah, I feel like I would be the same person with a different name and I would be just fine. I wouldn't literally just be in prison if I had been named something else.
Well, who knows?
But it's not really a big deal. The name. It's not because of the name. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think it's that big of a deal. So yeah, I don't think this person is an asshole. I think that their brother should be more willing to compromise if they're willing to compromise. And if he don't want to compromise, then you don't have to compromise, is how I think about it.
Yeah, and if you love the original name more, take it.
Yep. Mm. Y'all, these Reddit stories.
It's just petty. It's petty. I feel like it must be, I mean, assuming that this is real too with these Reddit stories, it'd be out the wall. But I feel like it may be a bit of jealousy there that one brother got pregnant before the other brother.
Maybe so. Maybe it's some type of jealousy. Yep. You could be totally right about that. Yep. Because it's something to it. Like, why are you acting like this? Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
At the end of the day, nobody owns a name. Anybody can name their child anything they want to. And just because you name your child, like, you don't have a claim on a name. You just, even if you think of it first, that does not mean it belongs to you.
That just sounds stupid. We thought of it first. Like, you sound three. And probably shouldn't have kids if this is your biggest fight in life.
Like, literally. Like, chill out. Oh my gosh. But yeah, guys, definitely weigh in. Let us know. Comment on this episode on Instagram. Let us know what you think and how you would feel if you were in this exact situation. But yeah, guys, that's going to wrap up our first episode of the last month of the year. Thank y'all so much for rocking with us.
Yes, we really appreciate it and so looking forward to the next season, new guests. We already have a few people in mind, so yay. And welcome to the new people who may have joined during our sale. Shout out to y'all.
Happy to have you be a part of the crew. And y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.